Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining me. I'm Dr. Susan Starler. We are thinking outside the box. So what did we do this week? We had a wonderful patient education open house lecture. We talked about your body is speaking to you. Are you listening? And our guest speaker this last week was Dr. Linda Rogers, a doctor of natural medicine. You know, it's fun to do the kind of class that we did this last time because we actually had an enormous amount of audience participation and everybody got to come up and experience what it's like to get muscle tested and to experience a little bit of the application of the primary technique that I use in my office, which is called nutrition response testing. So for those of you who are listening who weren't able to come, what does that mean? Well, this is all about the nervous system. It's all about how it responds to things that are brought into the energetic field. And that's not a woo-woo thing. This actually has to do with the autonomic nervous system. So what does that mean? Okay, basic information about the autonomic nervous system. And sometimes that's really helpful to understand how nutrition response testing works. So the autonomic nervous system, it's known as the master regulator of metabolism. It controls all the working organs and glands in the body. It's also known as the involuntary nervous system, meaning we can't really control it with our minds. For example, your heart will beat without you telling it to beat. Your lungs will inflate and deflate as you take a breath without you saying every time, take a breath, take a breath. Your body will digest food without you telling it to digest the food. You're not doing anything to control how this occurs except what you put into your own body or the stresses that you experience on a daily basis. So the autonomic nervous system, you know, regulates breathing, heart rate, digestion, immune function, sleep patterns, hormone regulation. It controls blood pressure, blood sugar levels, tissue regeneration, and liver and kidney detoxification. That's a lot of things to control, and there are two parts to this part of the nervous system. There's the sympathetic part and the parasympathetic part. Now, the sympathetic part of the autonomic nervous system has to do with the mechanism of fight or flight. It gives your body that get up and go that it needs to have in order to respond to everyday functioning and things that your body would respond to in a stress type of manner. And that doesn't mean that you have to be running away from a saber-toothed tiger. It could mean that you're responding to a deadline that must get done at the office. It functions at higher levels during the course of your day when you're up and moving around, and it becomes crucially important during high periods of stress. So that's the sympathetic part of the nervous system. Then we've got the parasympathetic part of the nervous system, which is also known as the rest and digest and repair aspect. This part of our nervous system allows you to wind down and relax or digest the food that you've eaten. Now, throughout the day, the sympathetic and parasympathetic portions of the autonomic nervous system are moving between the two, never both at the same time. For optimal health to occur, it's important that a person have the ability to move easily between the two and that it never gets stuck in either sympathetic or parasympathetic mode. Think about it. If you're sitting down to have a lunch in the middle of a busy day and you can't turn off your brain so that your body can allow itself to click over and relax a little bit, enjoy your meal, and digest, your food isn't going to digest. It's going to be stuck in the sympathetic mode where your body is getting ready to rev up and run and fight, and all the digestive juices are turning off at that point because it's pumping blood into your extremities and your heart so you can get up and flee. So what is nutrition response testing exactly? Well, it grew out of the need to detect and correct the problems of the autonomic nervous system, getting stuck in any one position. The technique uses muscle testing through biofeedback of the autonomic nervous system to determine disturbance and potential remedies. It's a functional assessment which measures the bodily function or dysfunction. and it does not measure disease. Once the imbalance is identified, I actually design a clinical nutrition program specifically around each individual's nervous system challenges. And hopefully that gives you a little better understanding about what nutrition response testing is and does. So a little bit more about it. In typical medical practices, there's two key parts. There's a diagnosis, where it identifies or names a specific disease or syndrome, and then there's the treatment, which often involves drugs or surgery or something else. But in nutrition response testing, that particular technique is not used to diagnose or treat disease per se. But there's also two parts. There's the analysis, and then there's the individually designed clinical nutrition program. So I perform an analysis, and then I design a nutritionally specific program for each individual, and everybody's different. No two bodies are the same. Now, if I want to officially diagnose something, I can do that. I can diagnose based on symptoms that are reported to me and blood tests that I might run. These are the tools that are used for official diagnoses, or a musculoskeletal exam. Those are the things I can do. But specifically, nutrition response testing is to analyze and design a nutrition program. And it works very, very well and very effectively for most of my patients for, you know, over 22 years at this point. So what does that involve? And I know I'm giving you a lot of information, but people have asked me repeatedly, what is this nutrition response testing? And I don't understand how it works, so now I'm taking the opportunity to explain it. So the analysis portion of nutrition response testing is done through the body's own acupuncture points and neurologic reflexes. And these are 5,000-year-old reflex points that have been used by practitioners and acupuncturists and other doctors for much, much benefit that it can be gained for each patient. So in nutrition response testing, each point is studied on the surface of the body, and it relates to a state of health or the flow of energy or qi through each and every organ of the body. Each reflex represents a specific organ, tissue, or function, and it indicates the effect that energy or the lack of energy is having on the body. By analyzing those reflexes, I then have a system of being able to monitor your body at each visit, and it's been proven through years to be extremely accurate clinically. It helps me identify exactly what your body needs, and with successive visits, it helps both of us to determine how well we're meeting the needs of your specific body. So instead of connecting electrodes to your body, as I can do with other forms of analysis and diagnoses, basically what I use is the reflex points on your system, and I use the strength of what's called an indicator muscle. For me, it's usually the strength of your arm. If I touch a reflex on your body and your arm is strong, that tells me that that reflex is working really, really well. But if I touch a reflex on your body and your arm goes weak, I call that truncation. That means all your energy races to that area where that reflex is and goes, oh, there's something wrong here. And that'll tell me that maybe we need to take a little bit closer look at the organs and systems and tissues involved with that particular reflex. So once we've done that and we found out which reflexes are active, then what I want to do is find out, well, why are they active? So I want to determine what's causing or what might be affecting that reflex to act that way. And most often, it's going to be a food allergy. It can be various kinds of immune challenges like virus or bacteria or parasites or fungal exposures. It might be a chemical exposure, for example, with pesticides or with exposure to plastics that you might have or with heavy metals. Those are some of the common ones. It might also be something as simple as you're eating a non-organic food and you got exposed to something in the way that food was created that is now having a negative effect on your body. We're not 100% sure, but we're going to go in and we're going to take a look at that and see if we can identify what it is and then see if there's some sort of nutritional formula that I can provide to you that will help that reflex become strong again. And that might include an herbal remedy, a homeopathic remedy. It might include a supplement. It might include something as simple as eat a different kind of food. Sometimes food is all the medicine that you need in order to get healthy. But the reflexes will tell us that information and empower you to then go out and apply what I've taught you or what you've learned to your everyday life so that your body can begin to heal. Now, I did this myself with my own personal health journey. And some of you may know how that was, where 22 years ago I started having a series of strokes, and it left me right side paralyzed for a while, and my immune system was not doing well. I was ultimately diagnosed with an autoimmune disease called antiphospholipid syndrome. That's basically, it's also known as sticky blood syndrome, where my blood was becoming very, very, very thick, and my organs in my body were starting to fail. This autoimmune disease can attack any organ in the body, just like lupus can attack any organ in the body. So it was not good. I was told I had about 2 years to live, and it was a very frightening time for me. I wanted to make sure that I did everything I possibly could to get better because I'd worked so darn hard to get to the place where I could go out and be a doctor and help people get better, and I just wasn't going to allow myself to die young. I was 38 years old at this time. So I found a protocol that worked for me. I utilized nutrition response testing to help me do that. And within 6 weeks, my antibody count was negative. And this particular manifestation of my disease was affecting my heart and my adrenal glands. And within 6 months, it looked like I'd grown a brand new heart from a little heart that was all shriveled up and challenged. And in about another year and a half, I had all my full energy back. Now, that's a brief description about what happened over the course of about 4 or 5 years. But I got to tell you, it worked really, really well, and it made me a believer. I thought, okay, if I can do this with my own body, I should be able to do it with your body as well. Now, there's some fun things with nutrition response testing that help me assess a body when it comes to the structural side of my practice, the chiropractic side of my practice, specifically as it relates to neck and back pain. And that leads me into what we're going to do next month. So next month, on the very last Thursday of the month, June 25th, what we're going to do is have a free lecture, and that lecture is going to be all about alternatives to neck and or back surgery for individuals who have chronic or acute pain that just is not resolving with other methods, or for those individuals who have chronic or acute pain who have been told that they really should have surgery. Now, surgery can work really, really well, but is it always necessary? It's not. I have, as part of my practice, something called spinal decompression. And what that does is it actually, over a series of visits over a course of about 6 to 8 weeks, it will decompress the spinal levels that are actually degenerated to the point where the pain is constant and or surgery has been recommended. How does that happen? Basically, with my particular equipment, it's called the DRX-9000. It slowly stretches the spinal components so that the space between the vertebra becomes greater. Typically, when an individual has been recommended to have surgery, their vertebra, each segment, has begun to compress, squeezing the intervertebral disc, which goes between the two of them, and making those disc segments bulge out and push against nerves or get in the way of nerve flow, which is called stenosis, and creating this constant input into that area of the body, which can result in really horrible neck pain or low back pain. It can radiate into the upper shoulders. It can manifest into the arms or into the hand or the hips or the knees or the ankles or the butt. This is all called radicular pain. But very often, and it's about 80% effective for those individuals who are candidates, it will decompress or stretch the segments, removing the pressure off those nerve roots and allowing nerve flow to become patent again and painless. So that is what we are going to be discussing next month on the last Thursday of the month on June 25th. I want to reiterate, this is free. This is free to you. It will be held at my office at 12301 Wilshire Boulevard, suite number 615 in West Los Angeles. I do request that you call an RSVP because seating is limited, but the phone number is 310-571-1212, and you can just let us know if you're coming. I would love to be able to educate you more about that and show you how we can assess whether or not you're a candidate for this type of a treatment protocol. Nutrition response testing works in many different levels. It's an offshoot of a segment of study called kinesiology, which has been scientifically proven to be very accurate and work well with the feedback in the body. So do you have neck pain? Do you have back pain? Are you having radicular pain? If this is an issue for you and you haven't been able to fix it, let me see if I can help. So do join us. And thank you for joining me today. And thinking outside the box, this is Dr. Susan Starler, and we'll talk to you next week. Take good care. Bye.